This is Rumble Strip, good conversation that takes its time.
Because, like, if it's been paid for, then I know whatever was going on at work paid for it. But if it's not paid for, then that means I need to call someone else and figure out what's up.
Okay. Yeah. On our end, it shows that 534 was owed to your deductible. So that would have been kicked back to the provider to bill you. So it looks like something came down since then, at least the 267.
Possibly.
That's my friend Kay on the phone with her health insurance company. She was trying to understand a $1,000 bill she'd received for a 10-minute consultation at a nearby hospital, a consultation in which no medical treatment or information was imparted. Recently, I received a bill for $1,000 for some routine lab work I had done at a nearby hospital. I had recently changed my health insurance plan, and I was unaware that this new plan did not cover routine lab work, and my thyroid is fine. But now I am paying that bill $50 at a time forever. This is a show about the challenges of getting health insurance and understanding health insurance and paying for health insurance and using health insurance, even for those of us without major medical challenges. This show stars my friend Justin Lander, who is in the middle of a long, protracted problem with his health insurance. He's been dealing with both his health insurance company and our state-run health insurance marketplace. Even that, health insurance marketplace, I ripped that from the internet. I don't know it. Marketplace, I'm not sure what that means, but it's not important to understand that to understand the show. Here's Justin Lander. You've recently been through a health insurance trauma.
Yeah. So the trauma begins when you get the bill that you believe you shouldn't be getting. That's like the trigger of the trauma. So in this case, the bill went from a little more than $5,000 to a little more than $10,000 because of the circumstances of what happened, which we won't get into at this moment. So there's the initial trauma, is you get this bill. Then there's this secondary trauma, which is like, what it's going to take me to solve this problem. What this now means is that I am going to give up some number of hours or days of actual time spent dealing with this. And don't forget, you're still f***ed financially. Like, you will have to mortgage your house now to deal with this problem. That's extreme, but that's what it feels like.
There is also the sense that you have no control of the time frame or even how many people.
So, okay, the process is you call them, you go through the initial maze of press 1 or 3 or whatever. And if you've noticed now, they always say you have to listen carefully because the options have changed. No matter who you call now, that's what they tell you. It's like they're all snooty because people are just pressing 2 because that it's just a different filter to slow you down. To just like trickle you into the system so that it doesn't get too clogged up. It's like when you go to a restaurant and they won't seat you immediately, even though there's a table there, they're just slowing it down. Then you get the table, but they don't give you the menus because they just need to slow it down. Because if they give you the menus and let you order right away, then you'll just be waiting for the food. You'll do all the waiting all at once. So they portion it out for you.
Thank you for calling. How may I resolve your call today?
I have our member, Kay, on the line.
Hi, Kay. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Excellent, and I would be more than happy to assist in regards to the claims question today. And what was the date of service of the claim that we want to take a look at?
And then the other person comes who's maybe the specialist, and you start over.
What is the first thing they say to you?
They show no indication that they know that they're receiving a forwarded call. Like, as far as they're concerned, it's the first call of the day. You're a fresh, brand new case who just a moment ago dialed their number and called them. So you start over, they ask you why you're calling, and you tell the story, and you say, they forwarded me to you. I'm in the process of this. they don't have that information. So you're just starting fresh. The more times you do this, the more you accept that you can't control the situation and that any attempt to catch them up ahead of their schedule is your time wasted.
It was $1,000 for just a 10-minute conversation where they said they couldn't do anything. And I'm just kind of curious how we got to that number.
You will always have two charges, one for the facility and one for the professional. So the facility cost is the room, equipment, devices, chairs, supplies. That totaled $797. Then the professional consult is the provider's time and knowledge, and that was $247.
Hmm. I feel like if I had known it would cost $100 a minute, I probably would not have done the consultation. So,
well, unfortunately, I know. We bill your health insurance, and then your health insurance tells us what to charge the patient.
Okay.
So then you try to distill the thing down to the most essential details, just so you can get to the part where they then ask for the personal information.
It's like a haiku.
So that then they can look at your file and find it and see the notes and understand. And you don't know, like, the person who you just talked to, do their notes take 3 hours to upload so that those notes aren't there on the file? Or are they right there? Did they come in the dusty box? Did an intern in khaki pants and a blue button-down shirt just run in and say, I think this is important information that you need to know, to catch them up on the notes so that they're up to speed on your thing? Or are you just like, you're going to tell them a whole story again, they're going to look through the past, they're going to view the whole thing, and then they'll be able to help you? And that help might be that they tell you it's been escalated and that you'll get, the team will solve it in 3 to 6 weeks or whatever.
I can see, we'll just go over customer service and they can explain, but I'll just tell them that we want to see what happened with this claim and how it got down from 1,044, which was the original bill. Then she said the allowed amount was 534 towards your deductible, but then it looks like something else happened on 331 of a payment was made of 266.84, right? So figure out where that came from.
There's certain emotional armoring that happens, like when you finally get the person, you like take a deep breath and you're like, okay, I preface it by saying, like, this is an ongoing problem. I'm calling again. But then after you told the whole story, they're like, let me get some verifying information. And then you have to do your address and your social security and all that stuff. And then you realize they haven't even pulled up your file yet. So there's a kind of a gray, murky DMV waiting in line feeling that you just get into, where it's like being probed by aliens, where like you just have to go somewhere else in your soul. Like, what would you have to do? Where would you have to go to endure that probe? That's like what you kind of have to do until they're like, oh, now I see what's going on. Now I'm here. Now I've read all the notes and asked the questions. Now I understand, me, person number 28 in this process. Now I understand.
Yes, absolutely. Would you like to know how your benefit structures work for your insurance policy, Kay?
I really appreciate it, but I think that right now I'm a little overwhelmed with details.
No worries at all. Okay, when you're feeling and you're ready and want to know, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
So finally you get the person. Then the person asks you why you're calling and you tell the whole story.
How do you feel about the person when you first come on? Like, what's that?
I make immediate judgments about their voice, about whether or not they're going to be able to solve me. If they sound sharp and helpful and lively, or if they're like, they can't do anything to help, they're already brain dead from the job for the day, like they're all used up and they just want to go home and finish watching White Lotus.
It's usually Kevin who's the one that's not going to help.
Kevin will never help. Kevin cannot help. Yeah, he can't.
If you know your account number, please press 1. Oh, if you do not know your account number, please press the star key.
I don't know. I've just got my papers in front of me.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand your selection.
Yeah.
Please try again.
Right.
If you know your account number, we expect to answer your call in less than 1 minute. We know your time is valuable, and we appreciate your patience.
I'm a fairly, but intelligent. I'm not a great systems thinker. That's true. I don't have great executive function. But, I've made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
I have a job. But I almost invariably cry during these conversations with healthcare people because I feel I start to leave my body.
Yeah. Yeah, you start to leave your body because you glaze over. You glaze over. You're like a reptile that's just dropped below the safe temperature zone. And suddenly you're not able to follow. But this is a requirement. We are required to have health insurance now. And if you don't have it, you could be just f***ed. Like, if I had a terrible diagnosis or was in a terrible car accident or something like that, my life would be ruined if I didn't have insurance. So yeah, we have to have this. So that makes the stakes really different. Because you can't just be like, well, I don't want it anymore. Cancel my service. You can't. You have to have it. Not a choice. If we just had single payer and you just sent them your tax return, like the way the Medicaid I used to have was, you just sent your tax return. They looked at it. They were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he gets Medicaid. Done. I pay a bill every month, tiny bill, and then I got free healthcare. So that system does exist. Maybe I could just pay more and still get free healthcare. Couldn't we do that? No, instead, I had to compare all these plans.
Silver.
In the Silver Plus and the Gold Active and different providers. So platinum. Then they have platinum and you have to compare them, but they're incomparable because it would be like if somebody showed me a wiring diagram for a toaster and somebody showed me a wiring diagram for a microwave and they were like, which one do you think is going to be better for you? I'd be like, well, I just want a sandwich to be hot. And I don't know which one's going to do that better and cost me less in the end. And what you just showed me doesn't help. So can you tell me which one's better? No, because neither are better. Neither are good at all.
Oh, what's that?
Hey.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Who is this? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me? Oh, God. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
There are many, many customer service experiences that we are familiar with now. Many. And they all have a little bit of a slightly different feel to them. What is special about the healthcare customer service experience?
Well, if you firmly believe that healthcare is a human right, then doing the healthcare experience is proof that your firmly held belief is not true. So there's a definite dead place that you have to go to manage that, where you're enduring a humiliation that you believe that the thing you think is right and just and true, and then you are getting absolute confirmation that that is incorrect, that healthcare is not a human right in this country. Even the healthcare that I'm fighting to not pay extra for here or to have at all doesn't actually work. So all of this was to solve a problem for healthcare that I paid for every month that didn't cover my healthcare expenses or for that of my family. We paid every month only to pay for healthcare when we needed it. Where do you go in your soul to process that?
We value your feedback on your experience with us today. When your call is complete, a survey will be made available to you. Simply stay on the line after your call completes, and the survey will start automatically. Please remain on the line. Your call will be answered in the order received.
This is Rumblestrip, an independent podcast distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. America Heilman, thanks for listening.